This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Gig work. If you set aside the pros and the cons of it, offered by companies that use gig workers and on the other side by the workers and organizations looking out for workers' rights, gig work is here to stay in the private sector. Xavier de Souza Briggs is a senior fellow at Brookings Metro, where he wrote not too long ago about gig work in the public sector. Thanks for coming on.
Good to be with you.
You write in this piece I saw at Brookings Metro that you believe what we need in this country, among the many things we need in this country in the labor market, is a public option for gig workers. What does that mean?
Well, Kai, many workers are effectively sidelined in our economy, as strong as the job market is. Many either need work that's flexible because they cannot work a regular schedule, or they want to supplement their salary job to get some extra income. And what we've outlined in the research is an emerging development coming really from local governments, offering gig workers a way to find work on good terms, a way to show the full range of skills they have, so to progress over time, to have an employer of record so they can get benefits and basic protections afforded by law, and other terrific things.
You point to a pilot program in Long Beach, just down the road from me, where I am in Los Angeles. So let's say I'm a semi-skilled worker. I've got time on my hands. I need more income. And I'm in the neighborhood of Long Beach. How might this work?
You would go online and go into the app and go through a short intake process. You'd do an intake not unlike the kind you would do if you clicked on to Uber, where it says, do you want to be a driver? And what the city of Long Beach is doing is buying some of the services, buying some of the flexible work that it needs. Governments across America are some of the biggest buyers of flexible work, seasonal workers for parks and rec, event staffers, folks to help out during disasters or other emergencies. But the idea is that the platform should be as accessible and easy to use as what corporations are offering.
While local governments are not businesses, as Uber and all the rest of them are, they certainly are not bottomless pits of money, and they have certain financial imperatives they have to meet, right? They have budgets. They can't go crazy. They can't pay, $40 an hour or whatever it is. And I guess the question is, how do you protect workers who, as everybody knows, are at a disadvantage when working for Uber? How do you protect those workers when they're working for the city of Long Beach, for instance?
Well, what local governments are doing as this approach expands is to ensure that workers are earning a decent wage. In the Long Beach case, workers are earning between about $15 and $22 an hour. And cities, they would normally be procuring seasonal work or other flexible work, temp agencies or other sources, often each agency sort of doing its own thing. But what the worker sees is an employer of record. It's actually a nonprofit that acts as an intermediary, kind of like a temp agency would, but on better terms.
I wonder what this says then about what else this says, right? Because we've talked for years now about how work is changing. The pandemic has accelerated a lot of that. We've had the gig economy now. And this is another incremental change in the nature of work, specifically now in the public sector.
That's right. We need to guard against, the inappropriate conversion of regular salaried work. It's a challenge in our economy, and we don't want government going down the road of becoming a bad employer. But the fact of the matter is that the public sector and also the nonprofit sector and business sector as well all rely on flexible work to varying degrees, and we do in our everyday lives. So let's make sure that gig work or so-called non-standard work is good work too, because it ought to be.
Gig workers and the public option, a paper by Xavier de Souza Briggs. He's a senior fellow at Brookings. Interesting piece. Thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.